Well, we have officially entered the spring housing market in Massachusetts, which many realtors look forward to. But so far this year, many realtors say it's slow. Take an open house this past weekend in normally busy Jamaica Plain, where realtor Joe Fallon waited for someone, anyone, to stop by.
Now that's how it is, a buyer's market. People can get something that they're in love with rather than something they feel like they have to hurry up and move on. So it just takes a little longer.
A little or a lot longer. For some perspective on the housing market in Greater Boston, WBUR business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch spoke with a few home sellers.
Jim Corrigan and his wife live at 31 Old Diamond Street in Walpole. It's a townhouse, the middle one of three, and in a couple of weeks, they're putting it on the market.
Well, the process is awful. It's just always there. It's this thing you always think about. It can affect your day at the random time. It's just not a pleasant process.
Jim had this same townhouse listed for sale back in 2005. It languished for 10 months and won only a single offer, a low one. The Corrigans turned it down, and they never sold. The irony is, Jim says if he got that same offer today,
I would seriously consider it and probably take it.
Jim hopes it'll be different this time. After all, he says, the economy is different.
Stuff is better. Stuff is selling. It seems like all the people I know who lost jobs have a job again. So I feel like things are more normal now. 2-3 years ago, it was much scarier.
So the Corrigans are pricing their townhouse at $300,000. Jim thinks that's a bargain and that it should sell, though he knows there are a lot of other houses on the market already.
I mean, I won't be shocked if we don't sell it at all.
Don't tell that to Diane Sampson. She and her husband listed their home at 114 Newton Street in Marlborough back in December.
From the holidays to about the end of March, we were averaging about one showing a week.
Since then, nothing. And that surprises her. When the Sampsons were buying 8 years ago, they fell in love with this three-story Victorian with a turret. It was built by a catcher for the Boston team that won the World Series in 1903. The Sampsons spent $125,000 renovating it, but they're only listing it now for $20,000 more than they paid for it. Diane says buyers don't seem to be that serious right now.
We actually had a garage sale this past weekend, and we had a lot of people come through on Saturday. So it's not like people are holed up in their houses. They're dying to get out and do stuff. It's just, are the buyers dying to get out and do stuff?
At least in her market, for her type of house, apparently not. At least not yet. Sampson's starting to get that sinking feeling.
I would have expected some, you know, maybe low offers with room for negotiation, but nothing.
At least Pierre Dufilly got one of those. His house is also in Marlborough at 5 Gunner Drive, a three-bedroom, two-bath built in 1975. He bought it around the peak of the housing boom, and a little over a month ago, Pierre put it up for sale.
The listing price right now, that's $50,000 or $52,000 less than what I paid for it. So it's a significant loss.
He says a good number of prospective buyers have come through to look at it. And at least one of them liked the ranch-style house with a double garage with good access to 495, enough to make an offer.
But it was a bit of a low ball. So I'm hoping that someone will come along maybe a little closer to what the rest of the market is looking like.
Pierre's pretty stoic about it. He figures if he doesn't sell, he's just going to have to rent it out and wait for more buyers to come back. And he's okay with that. Didn't even take that lowball offer personally.
No, actually, I'm encouraged if there's a lowball offer, because it's an offer. The price may not be right, but it's still someone who's willing to put the time and effort into owning a home. That's great. I hope I get a lot more lowball offers.
Pierre Dufilly, Diane Sampson, and Jim Corrigan, three homeowners waiting for a buyer, hoping this spring housing market turns things around. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.